I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Michael Schneider of IndieWire and Variety. And this Sunday, Michael, I think you're going to be there in the ballroom. I will not. The Golden Globes at the Beverly Hills Hilton. And, you know, the Golden Globes are a precursor. You know, as we're speaking, I think nomination ballots for Oscars are going out. I think people in the industry still take that just a little bit more seriously in the movie business I'm talking about. But the Globes is film and TV. It's always been more of a party that Jimmy Fallon is hosting this year. He has said he wants it to be fun and party-like. I wonder whether the town is in the mood for that right now.
Well, yeah, obviously this is coming just a couple of days before the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump. And so far, Jimmy has said that, you know, it is the elephant in the room. So he does plan to make some Trump jokes.
Elephant, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the question is, you know, how much does he want that to dominate the talk? And how much will it also dominate the acceptance speeches?
And I have to say, Jimmy Fallon, of all the late night hosts, and I mean all of them, he does not have edge.
Well, ironically, as we know, a lot of people still sort of accuse Jimmy Fallon of normalizing
the tousle
Trump.
The Trump hair.
The famous, I mean, that was one of the turning points of
Judas
the election.
Tousle.
We're still going to be talking about that for years. And that's something that Fallon now is struggling to live down. And I think he's very aware of that. And he's going to have to come with some bite and some tooth to sort of counteract this perception that he was a little too light, a little too weak on politics and especially Trump.
Well, so the Globes, unlike the Oscars, unlike the Emmys, is a combo platter, TV and film. And that makes it very, very starry. And, you know, people still do want to win, but they are able to pack people into this thing, you know, who clearly you will not see at the Oscars.
Well, it's a nice mix. And like you mentioned, it's a boozy affair. They do serve alcohol. People are sitting at tables, so it gets to be much more lighthearted. People are cramped together, so you get to see things that you might not see at a larger venue like the Oscars. I think it was last year that we first saw Rupert Murdoch show up with Jerry Hall, a precursor, of course, to the eventual marriage between
Wedding
those
bells,
two. That was the night that they unveiled their relationship.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. For years, people have sort of said, who are these people? It's a small group of some who are actual foreign reporters, some we're still not so sure. They tried to make it more serious. But at the end of the day, a small group of foreign press, how seriously can any? I mean, it's great for publicity, and it's a great chance to show that you're humble and grateful if you're in the race for Oscar.
Well, it's why you sometimes get some wacky winners. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. Although I think this year it does seem like the front runners, because the Globes does split things into comedy / musical and drama, that there's an opportunity for both La La Land and, say, Moonlight or one of the other big movies to pick up Globe Gold.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting also to see whether Mel Gibson, who is nominated for Hacksaw Ridge and is sort of on the comeback trail after his various problems, will be able to, you know, show up at the Oscars, or whether this is going to be it for him. I mean, this is the thing that the Globes can do, is give people a chance to compete for awards who may or may not be in the game as far as the Oscars go.
And without Ricky Gervais or Amy and Tina hosting, I think he's going to have a much lighter experience.
That's Michael Schneider of IndieWire and Variety. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood.